At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio.
Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Hey, another week. Let's go.
Let's effing go, as your boy Polar Bear Pete says. Let's go, Mets. By the way, Yankees lose 2-0 to the A's. Give me a break.
It's the only baseball game that happened today. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Miserables. That's the weakest. The weakest.
2-0?
We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. Nothing. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Now, listen, I know there's 162 of them. You trying to tell me the Yankees got three hit against the A's, a team that doesn't even want to play? They're not that bad, 9-14. Hey, by the way, after our show, Danny G puts up the podcast, the best of, hour by hour. So follow, rate, and review. Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio. Let the wild rumpus begin, as you say.
Let me start by saying this. We went in depth prior to the big fight this weekend on Overpromised, our bonus podcast. So it was fun to look back to see where we were wrong, where we were right. Overpromised on Fox Sports Radio's YouTube page. Search Covino and Rich Overpromised and enjoy. We also talked about Rich and his softball adventures, like vouching for a buddy to play sports with. What if he steps up? What if he fizzles? What if he disappoints? Yeah. Again, that's on Overpromised.
So many layers.
Now, there's so many layers to get to on this show today. Between NBA, we have Last One Standing, some trivia,
dude,
but we got to talk about the fight.
But, dude, it's also draft week.
There's so much to get to. Don't overpromise.
Draft week.
Don't overpromise.
Yeah.
Draft week. You know, the fight was everything you could possibly have wanted. It really was. And you know what? I'm not saying your analysis is wrong, because you are the guy that I know that knows the most about boxing, but even Shakur Stevenson.
That's what makes it shocking.
And other boxers in that division and out of that division were all saying, Ryan Garcia looks so unfocused. This guy's drinking and drugging and partying and worrying about all the wrong things. He's on social media. The guy's lost his mind. There was a sentiment that Ryan Garcia was going to come into this fight, and it went up to a minus 900. He was an underdog to the point of, if you thought Haney would win, you weren't even going to bet it, because it was minus 900. You had to bet 900 to win 100.
Let's make it clear. He called out a lot of people at the end of the fight. Big upset this weekend. Ryan Garcia wins, as you guys know. Unanimous decision. He said, you know, F the haters. People hate on him because he's too pretty, a la Muhammad Ali. That's not me. I root for Ryan Garcia. I just didn't believe in him in this fight. My theory was this. There's a point in life all the time where hard work starts to overcome raw talent. because they were even through the amateurs and coming up. So I said, I think we're finally going to see the hard work overcome, because I think that Haney's discipline put him over the edge here and Ryan wasn't taking it serious. Seemed unhinged. But guess what? The raw talent and that deadly left hook still trumped hard work. Trump. So the working man is a sucker.
Ryan Garcia from round one when he connected.
Shocked Haney. And as Bill Haney said, he doesn't think his son ever recovered from that. Yeah.
He said he was more shocked than hurt. And that alone could throw off your game plan for the rest of the fight. And you know what it makes me want? Danny G, we were at the first one. But after seeing Ryan Garcia put that whooping on Devin Haney, you don't want to see him go back at it with Tank Davis. You don't think Ryan Garcia wants shot two
at
against
what
Tank?
Weight, though? Tank is 135.
I know. He's
and
a little light.
He had that hydration clause last time, which is why we got an emaciated, depleted, dehydrated Garcia in the first place. Garcia's talking about going 154.
If you don't know what the hydration clause is, because I never knew this myself, you know, a lot of times they'll do the weigh-in, and then after the weigh-in, these guys gain a ton of weight back. Haney and Garcia, he didn't even make weight. When he fought Tank Davis, he told Ryan Garcia, you have to drop weight for the weigh-in, but then you can't even gain that weight back for the fight. So Ryan Garcia, not making excuses, he's like, I went into that fight with Tank Davis a year ago feeling emaciated, weak, not hydrated, and now I wonder, is
he had
Tank
a 10-pound hydration clause in his last fight where he lost, or his last loss, I should say, his first loss. Against Tank Davis, meaning
if he
weighed in at 135 or 140, he can only be 10 pounds heavier than that. I forget which weight they fought.
I'm telling you right now.
Oh, they fought at a catch weight of 136.
I'm telling you right now, if Tank Davis is the undefeated champion that seems really unstoppable, wanted to challenge himself, you've seen Canelo and other guys go up a weight class or not worry about this. If Tank Davis really wanted to show that he's the G, he's the man, he would fight Ryan Garcia again with no weight clause and no hydration clause or anything like that, because I would love to see a fully functional Ryan Garcia against Tank Davis after what we saw on Saturday.
There's so many questions now that people are asking. We want to know your takeaways from the fight, what we learned. I'll tell you what I learned. But based on this past weekend, you know, it went from, oh, Ryan Garcia's a clown. Oh, man, look at this guy. He's bad for boxing. He lost it. He's unhinged, too. Yo, man, he's the guy. He's the face of boxing. Yo, he's the dude at 140. It was like a full-on, and that's sports in a nutshell. You know, everybody hates you one week. Everybody loves you the next. And
do you mean the life of a quarterback in the NFL?
Yes. The fickle sports fan switches like that based on performance.
Do you remember in the beginning of this past NFL season, people were saying that the Chiefs are done? They won another Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Remember when people said in the NBA?
The beginning. How about the Raiders torched them on Christmas? After that, people were like, these aren't the same Chiefs.
In the NBA. The wind, wherever the wind blows, that's how our opinion's based.
The NBA, before the Warriors came back and won their final one as a core, injury set them back for a little while. And people are like, oh, they're done. We love to count people out and say they suck.
And I think, you know, there needs to be accountability. And I'm taking mine saying that I really thought hard work would prevail. But, again, I never hated on Garcia. I think there's a lot of people that hated on him. Guys like Timothy Bradley, Paulie Malignaggi. And, again, that's what they get paid to do, you know, give their opinions. But they were like, I'll quit boxing if Garcia wins this fight because I don't see it happening.
Let me tell you.
If it happens, then I don't know anything about the fight game. Like Timothy Bradley was saying stuff like that. So a lot of people owe this kid an apology. But here's what I learned, okay? I learned that Garcia proved he's the guy. He is the face of boxing because he crosses into a mainstream of pop culture where a lot of people were talking about this fight. A lot of pay-per-views, a lot of eyes on this fight. He is the guy, and he shocked the world, including me. I was wrong, but I'm glad I was wrong. I like Garcia. But I also learned that Haney proved to be a warrior. They both proved something. Haney proved he's a warrior, and he won me over as a fan moving forward. Yeah, he got whooped. But I kind of felt bad for him, and I believe he's a great fighter. Just Ryan Garcia bigger and stronger, and that weight advantage may have played a huge part in this. He said, why am I going to force myself to fight at 140? I'm here for the win, not the belt. And maybe that paid huge dividends here in the outcome.
Well, if you watch your fight over the weekend, we'd love your thoughts at 877-99 on Fox. We will get to NBA. We'll get to some NFL, baseball. I made a great decision over the weekend. I'll explain. But final thoughts on the fight.
I got lots of thoughts on the fight. It was the biggest thing going this weekend. I mean, thought, aside from the NBA, of course.
Yeah, I mean, I think that from my eyes watching and ears, more importantly, everyone seems to be against Ryan Garcia. The announcers wouldn't give him any credit early on.
I mean, look, you lie in the bed you make. He wasn't exactly likable leading up to this fight.
Hold on,
he's been trolling everybody.
They are broadcasters. I thought the referee unnecessarily took a point away from Garcia.
He
wouldn't take a point away from Haney. And then during those knockdowns, two of them, he was like, no, no, not a knockdown. He slipped.
Not only that, he gave extended counts to Haney, and he pushed Ryan Garcia away at one point.
Dude, I thought
giving
the refs,
Haney more time. His name's Harvey Dock, by the way,
yeah,
the referee.
Yeah, that was trending on Saturday night.
Yeah, it was a horrible. When you're talking about the referee or the umpire, the official, you know they're doing something wrong.
When you know their name.
Yeah, you're not supposed to know these
guys.
We
know Angel Hernandez for a reason.
Exactly, you know? Exactly.
So I'm just saying, I felt like everyone from the announcers to the ref all seemed to be like, you know when you think of a court case? If the defendant looks like an a-hole and looks like a piece of trash, you know it's in the jury's mind, sadly, like, wait, I don't like this guy. Like, you're not supposed to be that way because you're supposed to, you know, be unbiased. But I feel like everyone going into this fight was like, yeah, I'm done with Ryan Garcia's antics. And I do feel like the announcers, the referee, everyone was sort of like, yeah, I don't really like this guy.
Yeah, well,
and you could tell.
You could tell he was trying to sell a fight. He was pulling some Mike Tyson antics, maybe even more outlandish than Tyson in his heyday, but it turns out he was trolling everybody. He still seemed a little unhinged at the end. He's still a bit of a clown. And as De La Hoya said, and De La Hoya knows clowns, De La Hoya said
he also knows fishnets, right?
He needs to tone it down a little bit, but again, he was selling a fight, and Haney's not great at selling a fight. He's just a great fighter. But Garcia proved to be the bigger man and looked like the bigger man. And the side story here is to bet on yourself. Nobody believed in Garcia, including fans like myself. But again, it's what he was putting out there. He didn't seem focused. But he was enough to catch a left and win the fight. But he bet on himself, and that's the lesson here. But he literally bet on himself. He put in a $2 million bet, winning 12, taking home over $50 million this weekend when you count the fight and
his own personal bet.
Yeah, so lots of observations. And now the question is, too, and we'll take more of your observations at 877-99 on Fox, Garcia, Haney. People are now speculating, well, who are the new four kings in boxing in that division, that 135 to 140, 145? These kids are getting bigger now, so they're gaining weight. Because growing up, when you say the four kings, it was always Sugar Ray Leonard, Marvelous Marvin Hagler, Tommy Hearns, and Roberto Duran. And they all fought each other, and that's what made it great and made it legendary. Who are the four?
Oh, I thought it was the Macho King, King Haku, King Harley Race, and Vitamin King.
I mean, they're all great kings.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, now it's like, is it Tank, Haney, Teofimo, Garcia? Is Garcia the face of them all? Is he the best? Is Shakur Stevenson in the conversation? Nah. What about Pitbull Cruz, who we saw win the 140 belt, you know, just a few weekends ago? So lots of questions, but lots of excitement, and that's what I love about Ryan Garcia and what he brings to the fight game. A lot of people tune in to see this kid because he's a good-looking kid, but he's tough as hell.
Super fun fight to watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you even if you're the casual fan, Ryan Garcia is definitely, you know, he brings it on a level where, again, I told you, I feel like everyone was just against him, and it made me root for him even more.
Yeah, but for fair reason. You know, he's created this image that made him a little bit unlikable. He's been a little outlandish, unhinged, seemed like he was unraveling, and no one wants to see some kid wasting their talent. But he claims that he was drinking and smoking every night, and he still overcame the hard work and discipline of Haney. So I don't know what you learned from that. Like, again, talent still overcame the hard work here, but I think at some point you got to get serious.
I liked how many eyes were on this fight. I was inside Disneyland Saturday evening,
yeah,
and I saw probably 10 to 12 different guys sitting around on the park benches watching the fight on their phone. And Covino, the last fight we went to, I got my standard pretzel with melted cheese.
Yeah.
Well, I had just got a pretzel and melted cheese, the Mickey Mouse pretzel.
Oh, it's your official fight food.
It is the official fight food because right by the stand, there was a guy on the bench watching the fight, and he leaned his phone to the side and let me watch the last two rounds.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I was eating my Mickey Mouse pretzel with the melted cheese watching the last two rounds. It was awesome.
Everybody, social media went nuts with this too, which was great to see.
Didn't you tell me off the air you feel like you caused maybe a little fight with that guy and his wife? Because him and his wife were on the park bench, and now all of a sudden the guy started hanging with Danny G.
Yeah, I feel like he was in the doghouse. He woke up Sunday morning with some issues because as soon as they got up off the bench when the fight was over and they started walking through Disneyland again, we could hear his wife say, "That was so rude of you to tilt the phone towards a stranger. I was trying to watch that with you."
Imagine, Danny G, you started their divorce and broke up their family. Danny G's the reason that this random couple broke up.
I don't know my dad.
Yeah. Where did it all start?
It's Brian Garcia's fault.
This bearded Disney guy wanted to watch the fight with me. Your mom got all mad about it.
And that was the end.
I ended up watching the fight. You know, we talked about how I was in Idaho.
Oh, yeah.
I got the pay-per-view.
Double baked potatoes.
Watched it with the father-in-law-to-be.
Sour cream and chives.
Yeah, I made the party around the fight.
Wait, father-in-law-to-be? We have another announcement?
No, you know what I mean. What else? My girlfriend's dad.
If you don't put a ring on it, she's not your father.
I mean, you know, stop spreading rumors. That's Rich Davis, blubber lips over here, starting rumors. But we watched a fight. It was a great night. And again, your observations, 877-99 on Fox. I think this opens up the floodgates again to a lot of great fights because say what you want about Ryan Garcia. He is willing and wants to and is forcing the fights with all of the names I mentioned before. He wants to fight Tank again. He wants to fight Teofimo. He wants to fight Shakur Stevenson. He wants to go up to, he's talking about fighting Terrence Crawford. So he wants to step up and wait. So we'll see what happens. Either way, fighting, thanks to the spectacles like Jake Paul and Tyson and all that stuff,
yep,
it's really bringing a lot of young and excited eyes to the sport because all these kids love Garcia too, or the drama anyway.
It was a really fun fight to watch. Ryan Garcia would unload and you'd be like, oh, he's going to catch him. Great fight. I think, you know, I'll sound like Covino here when I say this, but based on what I've seen, the bloody fight we saw in Vegas a month ago was great, but I think this was fight of the year based on the names involved.
I mean, that's what they're saying.
Fight of the year. And you're the boy that cried. You're the boy that cried wolf. You're the boy that cried fight of the year, but it might, as of right now, I would say Haney Garcia.
Were you shocked, Rich, that
fight of the year?
The unofficial scorecard had it even, and
yeah,
one judge,
you know,
actually had it 112-112.
Well, that judge is an ass clown and should get his license taken away. I'll explain. It's like the same way, like, Angel Hernandez somehow still umpires in Major League Baseball when there's montages of him on Instagram and TikTok of all his blown calls.
It's not somehow. He pulls the race card and he tried to sue the MLB.
Yeah, the union, and I'm sure the umpire union. There's got to be reasons, right? But the same way Angel Hernandez is trash, yet still, like, he was behind home plate yesterday, Danny G, at the Dodgers-Mets game. Angel Hernandez is employed.
And he takes no accountability. Remember when and it's sad that we know his name, but Jim Joyce?
Yeah.
When he blew the Galarraga perfect game. You remember, he admitted immediately that he blew the call and he stole this kid's moment. And you just kind of look back and you sort of say, hey, he had a human moment there. You know? It's like, what are you going to do?
I always thought the Jim Joyce call was wild because his instinct was to break up the perfect game instead of keep it intact. Like, you would think the umpire subconsciously...
Integrity. He thought he saw what he saw and he stood with it.
I feel like subconsciously in that moment, you're like, even me as the umpire, I don't want to be the reason the perfect game's done. And he went the other way. Anyway.
My point is that guy took accountability. Guys like Angel Hernandez, I never heard that dude take accountability once that maybe he blew a call or that he stinks.
For the fight fans out there, there have been fights where you look at some of the scorecards and you're like, what were they watching? One that comes to mind back in the day was Pacquiao, Timothy Bradley. I like Timothy Bradley, fun fighter. But Pacquiao whooped his ass. And Bradley won.
Yeah.
If you watch his fight over the weekend, I know you only watched two rounds or three rounds, didn't you, with your new Disney World friend?
With your new best friend.
You know, before his wife filed for divorce?
I gave him a CNR Swiggy.
He deserved it. He's going to have to cash that in for divorce payments. If you watch this fight, the fact that one of these judges scored it 112-112, like a draw, there was not one moment where you could be like, well, there's a Haney highlight. This fight was all Ryan Garcia. If you put a montage together of the fun moments, the good moments, they were all Ryan Garcia knocking this guy on his ass, knocking him down multiple times. How could anyone say, well, that fight was again, even? That guy should be barred.
He
should
see things differently, man, because I saw Haney have moments. You said he had no moments. He definitely had moments.
You know what it's
he
like?
He definitely won the majority of the rounds in the middle of the fight.
Some people sucking their heads up their ass. Remember that
but
show?
But he just got his ass whooped at the end.
You remember your favorite game show host of all time?
Mine?
Yeah.
Bob Eubanks?
And I was curious who you thought. I thought your favorite host was
Bob Eubanks. Dude was talking about Whoopi all the time.
Roger Lodge.
Oh, I love Roger Lodge from Blind Date.
Roger Lodge. You'd watch those episodes. I'm taking you back to the 2000s.
Roger Lodge was also a member of Jesse and the Rippers.
That is a fun fact. In Full House, he was one of the extras that was in Jesse and the Rippers.
I know Roger Lodge.
Iowa Sam, do you remember the show Blind Date, or are you a little too young for that? You're in your 30s. Do you remember Blind Date, Iowa Sam?
It was a little before my time.
Dan Byer, do you remember watching Blind Date ever?
It was good.
Yeah, Jay Stu was on it.
No. That's right. Yeah. Jay Stu from the Gottlieb Show was on it. So the best part about Blind Date, I'm comparing it to a boxing ref that's blind.
It's Jay Stu's wife, by the way, now.
It ended out working well, right? But if you watch Blind Date when you were a younger guy, these couples would go on dates, and then afterwards they would interview them. The guy sometimes would be like, yeah, I was slick. I was cool. I'm the man. She definitely wants a second date. Look at me. I'm so freaking cool. Then they interview the girl, and she's like, oh, my God, he's awful. I never want to see him again. That was the worst date ever. And I would always be like, did this guy not feel it? What was he doing? That's how I feel about the refs, that when you watch a fight, and everyone who does the eye test, you know, they say the eye test a lot in sports. Like, yeah. If you watch that fight, there was not 1 minute where you're like, man, Devin Haney's got this. So
yeah,
how
remember
could you?
Haney was docked the point. He lost a lot of rounds.
How could you ever look at that fight reasonably?
Harvey docked the point.
I can't imagine anyone watching that fight with clear conscience and a brain saying, oh, leave him.
I want to make this clear, too. Again, we're going over the observations here. When Garcia got the point taken away, it's because he punched Haney during a break when the referee was trying to break it up. But the referee was trying to break up Haney hugging and holding on to Garcia for his dear life the whole time. And there was never any point taken away for that. And Garcia was never warned. So he did that out of frustration. It was a bad move. But a really, really fun fight. And I really hope the casual fan got their eyes open and are pumped for the other big-time fighters in or around that weight division.
I'll back up Covino. He's a huge fight fan. I'm a fight fan, not as much as Covino, but
I just grew up with it. So
this was,
I love it,
a fantastic weekend fight to watch. Ryan Garcia, Devin Haney. Again, your thoughts. We got the phones lit. We'll take some of your feedback. Now, I don't know if this was telling. I saw it after the fact. I don't know if it would have swayed my possible wagering, but before the fight, one of our legendary friends, Mike Tyson went into the locker room of both fighters. He went into Devin Haney's locker room, and Devin Haney seems like such a nice man.
He is.
He's like, hey, Iron Mike, good to see you, man. Shook his hand and was all like subdued. He went into Ryan Garcia's locker room. Ryan Garcia was like, yo, Iron Mike, my dude, I'm going to be at your fight against Jake Paul. You're here. I'm with you in spirit. You're my soul brother. I love you. Mike Tyson, I'm Ryan Garcia. Yo. And he was like.
And you know what Tyson said after that? He said that.
Going into the fight, he thought it was Haney.
Yeah, going into the fight, I thought Devin Haney was going to be the undisputed champion. But after feeling the energy of Ryan Garcia, like my whole opinion changed, and I knew Ryan Garcia had it. Something about Ryan's energy in that moment, he seemed more focused and pumped and in the moment than Haney, according to Iron Mike. But the stars were out. That was the other thing. Holyfield, Tyson, Roy Jones Jr.
It was cool.
It was cool to see. Your thoughts, your phone calls, and of course, last one standing. And we got to talk a little NBA. We got lots to get to. Draft week here on the Covino and Rich Show, Fox Sports Radio.
Now, if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job, not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free, wouldn't you do it? Well, choose Express Employment Professionals. That's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Pros is the local jobs expert you could trust, and they never charge a fee to help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com. That's expresspros.com. Find an office near you or download the app, and they'll get you started.
With a wide range of opportunities in varieties of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a full-time role, turn to Express Employment.
Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call or one application. It'll put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. So don't go at it alone in your job search. Visit expresspros.com. That's expresspros.com today.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
All right, welcome back to the show, Covino and Rich. Hope you had a great weekend. Ryan Garcia taking home $50
million. $50 million!
Became the face of boxing.
Ooh!
Sort of weekend. Live from the TireRack.com studio. And if you're tired of feeling alone in your job search, well, with just one connection, you could find endless job opportunities.
Connection.
That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go at it alone. Visit ExpressPros.com. Find a location nearest you. That's ExpressPros.com. And our thanks to Express Pros for being the presenting sponsor of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage.
You know, Thursday is going to be wild. And we got your coverage if you're driving around at about...
And you're a wild and crazy guy.
I'm a wild and crazy guy. 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 out here on the West Coast. Once the draft starts, Fox Sports Radio with Express Pros has your coverage. Jay Glazer, former Cardinals GM, Steve Keim. You got LeVar Arrington, Big Noon Kickoffs, Rob Stone, pick by pick, reactions to every first round choice. That's Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern. Through the first round here on Fox Sports Radio, again, presented by Express Pros. You know, I saw an Instagram or TikTok video that I did not know. Do you guys know a fun fact about our coworker, LeVar Arrington? There is a fun fact about two pros and a cup of Joe.
That
LeVar.
He puts his bare feet up on the console here at the studio early in the morning.
That is true.
And that's why I wipe
Mama,
it down.
No!
Those aren't feet. Those are talons.
He puts his talons right here on the microphone.
That guy puts his, I played college and pro sports for a decade plus, gross-ass feet on the console.
Man feet, but he's
and
great.
Then, and then Doug Gottlieb does that with his basketball feet.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone puts their feet at your microphone.
Everybody's super casual with their Cheetos up by the microphone. I guess he earned it.
It's not
I guess when you make highlights like Rich is about to describe, you're allowed to do it. You've earned it.
I'll give you that. It's a LeVar Arrington highlight. Anyone, any guessers? Because you might not know this. That was a fun fact I learned. Get this.
Fun fact.
Danny G, Dan Byer, Iowa Sam, and Fox Sports Radio World. I saw a clip on probably TikTok when I was doing endless scrolling. You know when you lay in bed and they
tell
you.
I saw a toenail clip because he cuts his toenails here right by the microphone.
You know when you lay in bed and you've read a million times, like the worst thing to do is scroll through social media while you're trying to sleep. And it's exactly what you do.
Yeah. Because you're stimulating your brain with nonsense.
And I'm like, ooh, Troy Aikman's last play ever in the NFL. And I'm like, oh, let me check this out. Is it a touchdown? Is it a end of the game? Did he kneel down? Like, what is this? LeVar knocked out Troy Aikman as he rolled right towards the sidelines. That was third down. Fourth down, kicked a field goal. And I'm pretty sure he never played. They said he never played in the NFL again.
According to TikTok, which means it has to
has
be true.
Has to be true.
Has to be true.
Has to be. It's TikTok. But apparently the last play of Troy Aikman's career, courtesy of LeVar Arrington.
So
Thursday night, he'll be doing the draft coverage.
It's a pleasure being part of the premier sports lineup in the nation with two pros and a cup of Joe and the Odd Couple and Gottlieb and those other two guys. Who are the other two guys again? Oh, yeah, Dan Patrick and Colin Cowherd. And thank you guys for being part of it. Now, we gave you our side of the fight this weekend. And again, the story today is Ryan Garcia continues to talk trash and he's posting some wild things. I don't know if he was really trolling or that's just him now, but he bet $2 million on himself to win. He won $12 million extra, so took home about $50 million. So joke's on everybody else because he's the guy, maybe the face of boxing now. So your takeaways from the fight this weekend, he shocked the world. We were all sort of wrong about the whole thing. Most of us anyway. I like Ryan. I root for him, but I thought Haney had this. And, of course, we still got to talk NBA nonsense.
I was aggravated he didn't knock out Haney because if you remember, Danny G at the end of the show on Friday said, I'll put $25 down on the Heat to win the play-in game.
Yeah.
And Garcia by knockout, and that Meraz had $20 paid like $300-$400. So when Garcia was going at him, like, come on, this is nice. No, didn't happen.
Yeah, you know, that's the great part about boxing. It gets you out of the seat sometimes, and you're cheering at the TV.
My wife was like, what are you, who's Ryan? Who are you screaming? She was in the bedroom with the kids, and I'm like, yeah, Ryan Garcia. And then you realize how ridiculous, yet it shows the passion we all have for sports.
Sports, yeah.
When
great.
You are standing and screaming and pacing, it's like nothing else. Like, you are so invested in your favorite fighters, teams.
For sure.
You ever see some of these guys on draft night? They get decked out with face paint on for draft night.
And that's why we love it, man.
And there's nothing like, you know, fans, fanatics. It goes back to the Coliseum days when people were rooting on gladiators and warriors. We love it.
So your takeaways, few phone calls, we'll move on. 877-99 on Fox, 877-99 on Fox, and your thoughts at Covino and Rich on social media.
Oh,
if you can't call.
And then, you know, after we take these two phone calls and go to DB, there, you know Mike who runs this place?
Yeah, Big Mike. I know Big Mike.
Who?
Big Mike does something so weird at hotels.
Never heard of him.
You might do the same, and I'm calling you out. A weird hotel habit.
Don't call him out too hard, because I think Danny G might be on the side of Mike here.
Oh, man, if that's the case, hang tight. That's coming up. But let's go to Brian real quick. Brian in Florida. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. So just driving home. Love you guys. So I have a public service announcement. So I have three sons, 24, 21, 16. Played pro baseball 10 years, whatever.
Nice.
6'1", 205. Not a little guy, not very big. This Garcia guy, you said, this is a public PSA. This guy was like 135, right? So just for all you big dudes at a bar, carrying luggage, club, whatever, be careful. It's what I tell my sons. This dude's, what, 5'6", 135.
Who? Garcia's 5'8 and a half. Yeah. He came in at like 143.2, probably over 145.
These fighters weigh what a lot of people's wives and girlfriends weigh, and they can whoop your ass.
Oh, yeah. Especially nowadays more than ever with people training mixed martial arts.
Well, that's what I do.
You ever go to underestimate anyone.
When someone's getting loud at a bar, the first thing I do is I look at their ears. If their ears are mangled at all, I'm like, sir, let me buy you a drink.
Yeah, you don't know who you're messing
with. Cauliflower ears.
Yeah, look for that banged up ear. Stanley. Oh, he's not for air. Okay, hold on. Stanley, we'll talk to him.
Stanley wants to talk to you off the air.
Oh, okay. We'll talk to Stanley later. I love his mugs.
Hold on. Stanley wants to tell Covino how great he is. Okay, hold on.
Thank you, Stanley.
Let's go to Dan Beyer for an update. DB, good to see you, buddy.
Hey, guys. How's it going? It's Monday, and there's three NBA playoff games tonight. Magic and Cavaliers, 7 o'clock Eastern time. Sixers and Knicks, 7:30 Eastern. And then the Lakers and Nuggets get things going at 10 o'clock Eastern time. A name we all need to start practicing. Zachary Rizache. Repeat after me. Zachary Rizache.
Zachary Rizache. Zachary
Rizache.
Rizache.
He's going to be one of the top picks in the NBA draft coming up this summer. The 19-year-old Frenchman, 6'10", is officially declared for the NBA draft. So you'll look cool around your friends if you can do a Zachary
Rizache. You mean Zachary Rizache? I'm definitely going first 10 picks, if not number one. I mean, Zachary Rizache.
He's entering the NBA draft, as is Colorado's Cody Williams. Tough one for Covino today, especially in the ninth.
The pitch. Swung on, driven, deep right field. Back is Soto, up, over, out for Giloff. And the A's take a 2-0 lead.
A's cast and the A's radio network on that call. That two-run shot, the only runs of the ball game. Oakland wins in the Bronx 2-0. Aaron Boone ejected five pitches into the game after umpire Hunter Wendelstead tossed the skipper after a fan in the stands was complaining about the calls. Phillies plays Bryce Harper on the paternity list. They start a series with the Reds tonight. Padres doing the same with Manny Machado. He's going to miss their four-game set with the Rockies as he becomes a father. The Jets are trading quarterback Zach Wilson and a seventh-round pick to the Denver Broncos. Jets get a sixth-rounder in return, also picking up some of Wilson's $5.5 million salary. And quarterback Matt Ryan officially called the quits today, retiring after 15 seasons in the NFL. Didn't play last season, served as a broadcaster, but spent 14 of those with the Atlanta Falcons. Guys, back to you.
What did the Jets get for Zach Wilson? A bag of Sour Patch Kids? What did you say?
Yeah, swap of late-round picks, and they're going to pay some of that money. So.
Wow.
And a pack of cherry fun dip.
Yeah, that's what they got. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, but cherry's the best, though.
You know, you should be most aggravated about your Yankees loss today.
Oh, it was so weak. I was watching.
But nothing more aggravating. I call this, you know, being a Mets fan, not anymore because he's a Ranger, but it's the Jacob DeGrom effect. DeGrom would throw like 7-8 innings of shutout, scoreless baseball, and the Mets would lose like 1-0. You wasted a Rodon 7-inning one-hit performance. Like, your guy's on track. Rodon, ZRA's in the twos now, and you waste a performance like that?
Against the A's, no less. Weak sausage. Weak sauce, for real.
Weak.
No, super weak. You know, I got to tell you, my brother was at the game this weekend, and it was a big John Sterling celebration. Well-deserved. But my brother was hitting me up saying that there were some rumblings of boos with Aaron Judge. And my brother was like, yo, man, he's playing like ass cheeks. Aaron Judge got to step up, and he will. He will. It all evens out. It all evens out.
You must have, you know, when you say something and it ends up in someone else's algorithm?
Why would it happen?
You know, just the other day, you were talking about traditions in sports, and you told the story about how the Bleacher Creatures do the roll call, and it started with Tino Martinez.
In 98. They said,
96.
They said 98 in that clip, but he joined the Yankees in 96.
But the point is that Covino said it the other day. I had not heard that, and since then I've seen two TikTok clips of people saying, did you know that the Yankees roll call? And the fun fact is, Danny, I brought up to add a fun fact.
They're listening, man.
When Hideki Matsui joined the Yankees, he didn't know about the roll call, and no one told him. So apparently that first game, the Yankee Bleacher Creatures chanted for 20 minutes until finally someone's like,
man, he really loved me.
Until someone's like, you have to wave to them. So for 20 minutes in Hideki Matsui's first Yankees game.
By the way, Hideki Matsui also in the news this weekend because Shohei Ohtani surpassed him with 176 career home runs. Matsui, Godzilla with 175. Ichiro 117 in 19 years in the bigs.
Most for a Japanese player.
Most home runs for a Japanese player in Major League Baseball. Props to your boy, Danny G. Shohei Ohtani, this weekend.
All right, now, why is Mike, who runs this place, a weirdo? It has to do with something he does in hotels, and you might do it as well. And it doesn't.
Are we sure we can talk about this?
You know what? I don't know. So we'll explain next, right here, Covino and Rich, having fun on Fox Sports Radio. Now, for centuries, the bond between horse and human has been forged by trust and hand-on care. Now the sport of thoroughbred racing is combining those traditions with cutting-edge technology and meaningful reforms, raising its safety standards to the highest levels.
New investment in wearable biometric devices that measure subtle changes in a horse's stride and the use of advanced imaging technologies help flag potential problems for early intervention by expert veterinarians, reducing injury risk.
Scientific experts test, measure, and analyze racing surfaces to ensure consistency, and the sport's new independent regulator, the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority, is implementing comprehensive reforms, including state-of-the-art testing, monitoring, strict enforcement, along with new uniform safety standards, enhancing veterinary protocols and other measures to ensure the safest environment possible for racing.
Meaningful reforms, the latest technology, higher standards every day. The sports, I don't know that word. Athletes are surrounded by an ecosystem of care and a commitment to do more to protect both horse and rider. So that, win or lose, is safety that runs first.
To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Covino and Rich here, and whether you're headed to a campus to see some college baseball, meet up with old friends, or show off the alma mater to your kids, spring is prime time in college towns. And if you're planning a trip, two words for you, Graduate Hotels. There's no better place to stay.
You know we're fans. We were at the Nashville location, and it was sweet. Definitely recommend it. So listen, when it's time to book, get up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's CRSHOW. Good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com. And hey, if you're already looking ahead to college football season, you could book rooms at Graduate Hotel this fall as well. But we'll warn you, reservations for those big weekends fill up fast, so go there sooner than later. Head to graduatehotels.com. And again, up to 30% off your stay with code CRSHOW. That's good at any Graduate Hotel, any location, up to 30% off. Go book your stay at graduatehotels.com.
We got DJ Iowa Sam on the ones and twos.
Getting funky.
Wow. You know, Iowa Sam, fun fact.
I'm fun fact guy. What are you doing?
For years, because I didn't know the original version of the song, right? Even though I love the funk.
Do you think there's a lot of people right now that are like, wait a minute? I guarantee it.
Well, years later, I realized, oh, it's a cover, a sample. I don't know, cover, of however you want to call it. Homage. For years, I thought They were saying California, no doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
I had no idea. For years, I sang it wrong. I'm Steve Covino. That is Rich Davis. Iowa Sam's here. Danny G, super producing at 877-99 on Fox. DB's got your updates. And we welcome our good pal. You could find him on X, on Twitter, at Mike Who Runs This. Because at Mike Who Runs This Place
who
was just too long. This guy right here to our left. Welcome, Mike,
hey,
everybody.
Mike. Hello, everybody.
What up, Mike? So there was a video that went kind of viral. It was in my algorithm. And it was some woman complaining about their man. And like, look who I ended up with. This weirdo. And I agree. You got to be a psychopath. Like, if you put milk in before your cereal, you're a psychopath. There's certain things, right? Yeah. Certain traits. She says, look at this guy. I married one of them. And you see this guy at the hotel. And it says, he actually uses the drawers at hotels.
And
he's unpacking. And he's like, what? He's what? So we bring it up. And Mike's like, yeah, why? You don't do that?
What's the problem?
I mean, what
is the problem?
But you really do that every trip?
No, only if I'm going to be there for more than 2 days.
Okay, so there's a rule to it. Even that is weird,
of course.
Though.
But if I'm going to be there for a week, man, I don't want to live out of a suitcase for a week.
Now, I'm not one of those guys that are like, ew, but you are putting your clothes in those dirty-ass drawers where other people put their dirty-ass clothes doing God knows what in those dirty-ass rooms. No thanks. And by the way, like, I kind of like living out of the suitcase and leaving my clothes sitting there as they may.
Here's my question, though. If nobody uses the drawers, how did they get so damn dirty?
Ooh, that's a good
point.
What
are you worried about?
Weirdos,
if nobody uses them.
Because weirdos use them.
That's the point. This dawned on me one time, Mike, and my mind was made up in this moment, but I don't want to be wishy-washy and say, oh, if you're there a week, then it's an exception. We went to Notre Dame to watch Michigan-Notre Dame, great college football game a couple years back, and it was one of those, we needed a hotel to crash at with our buddies. From literally like midnight until 4 or 5 in the morning because we had an early flight. So it was literally just to
crash.
And get
up early in the morning and leave.
We get into the hotel room. Like three guys are sharing a room because we literally just needed somewhere to rest our head for a couple hours.
Right.
Our buddy Sean unpacked his bag and started hanging his coats up and putting his stuff in the drawers.
He's going to be there for like 4 hours.
And from that moment on, I'm like, who does this? Anytime someone says they unpack at a hotel, I'm like, who are you?
You know, and Mike's a seasoned traveler. Mike's been doing this stuff for years. He gets around. He's like the Beach Boys and Tupac. Mike gets around. So easy. I'm not saying that you're new to the travel game, but for me, that's like an amateur move. Like you get to a hotel, maybe with someone new, and you don't know what to do because you don't travel that much. So you unpack and put your clothes in the drawers. I didn't think people did this.
I think I'm being a little crazy when I hang stuff up. I'm like, I
do that with jackets.
No, you got to hang stuff. I mean, if you're going somewhere and you've got somewhere nice to be, you got clothes that need to not be all wrinkled and jacked up. You got to hang them up.
That I get. I get the hanging up thing. Danny G, what's your side? Because I feel like you said you do this too.
Yeah, if it's not, where are you staying, Covino? The roadside roach?
Yes. I mean, what's up?
A nice hotel has a nice dresser and nice drawer. So yeah, the top drawer, if I'm going to stay there for a few days, I'm at least going to put like the undergarment stuff in that top drawer.
What?
And then the suitcase, your
Don't
suitcase
you a-
becomes your hamper.
No, but
your suitcase becomes your hamper.
Hold on.
Wait, Rich and I are the only guys that keep our stuff in the suitcase?
Your undies and socks stay in the little mesh, the little mesh part
and
of it.
When you guys agree on being weird, it's a fact. You're both weird.
Wow. Yes. I think you guys are great because, like, I'm not trying to make myself at home that much. Like,
I love how you guys brought me on the air and ripped me, and you guys are getting hosed.
Yeah, this is a total reverse.
Okay, so then why is it viral? Again, the headline here on this clip says, y'all, I married someone who uses the hotel drawers. And the whole thing is like, yeah, what a weirdo. Who does that? That's the whole sentiment. Of course, there's going to be people like Mike. They're like, well, I do. Man, I don't. And we travel all the time. Spot, get in here for this
Spot,
real quick.
You made a good point.
You got 20 seconds.
Spot, you made a good point in passing. You said you don't do it for a particular reason.
Because I think I'm going to lose something. I'm going to, like, forget something behind.
I've done that.
Undoubtedly, something is going to be in a random drawer that I unpacked.
You left your lucky undies.
Yeah. No, I live out of a suitcase, too. My wife unpacks.
What you do, Spot, don't close that drawer all the way.
Yeah.
Then why are you packing
so
it in the first
rules.
Place?
There's like, lots of rules to this.
I hang up my shirts so they're not wrinkly, and everything else stays in the suitcase.
Honestly, for me, you guys, it's all about my OCD. Right. No, wow. Honestly. I got to get it all out, and I will never lose anything. I don't leave anything behind ever.
Nah. Well, hey,
impossible.
Your thoughts. We'll take your feedback next. Thank you, Big Mike, who runs this place.
Thank you, Mike.
877-99 on Fox. More Covino and Rich next.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.